at work. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a surprise guest in the first hour today. He's getting ready to leave town and go down to Mexico for the winter. He's the former governor of Minnesota, movie star, top wrestler, best-selling author, football commentator, you name it. He's, of course, Jesse Ventura. But he's got his what crown jewel of this season and really what's dear to his heart, the JFK special, with multiple groundbreaking, never-before-seen on national television info. They even go after George Herbert Walker Bush. This is dangerous. And Braverman was on last week and said there are forces trying to stop the show. There are people breaking into their trash and guys in suits running around. They don't want to get into all of it. There's a lot of harassment going on. That's not hype. This is really going on. So on the heels of the police state episode that we're going to talk about later in the hour that folks are blown away by, that's going to re-air tonight at 8 o'clock before the new premiere at 9 Central, is Governor Jesse Ventura. Great to have you, Gov.
Hi, Alex. Always great to be here. How's everything down in Austin?
It's you know, winter's starting to set in. I bet it's starting to set in up in Minnesota.
Oh, we already had a blizzard. You know, our winters are a little bit different than Texas winters usually. But, yeah, we've already had a blizzard. We've got snow on the ground. And even though the temperatures have been hovering around freezing, the snow hasn't fully left. So who knows? Maybe we'll have it the rest of the year.
Gov, you know this show, we have the first little short segment, and then we're going to come back with a long segment.
Sure.
But I just wanted to commend you and the team, and I'm very honored to have been involved. As investigative reporting goes, and for groundbreaking information and courage, and the fact that it got on air, I know most of the crew agreed. I don't know your view, but I believe that police state episode was so far the best that conspiracy theories ever put on air.
I won't be that judgmental. I'm proud of all of them that we're putting on the air. You know, they're all different topics. They're all extremely interesting. And when you delve and get into them, they get even more interesting to do them. But, Alex, I'm going to drop a bombshell on you today.
Okay.
And that is this. It all may be coming to an end for me. And I haven't gone public with this. I've saved it for you. Because of my respect for you, but it deals directly with what's going on with our airlines. As you know, I've had hip resurfacing done so that every time I get on a plane, the buzzer goes off. Well, now they've gone to this enhanced interrogation or whatever they want to call it, enhanced searching. Alex, that guy in San Diego is completely correct. If they did this to you on the street, it would be considered a sexual attack.
Absolutely.
So I am refusing to fly commercial airlines anymore. I will not subject myself to this. I'm a governor. I'm a mayor. I'm a United States Navy veteran. I don't feel that I need to prove that I'm not a murderer and that I would hijack a plane or any such nonsense. And I will not subject myself. And the head of Homeland Security, Janet or Napolitano, whatever her name was, her big quote yesterday was on this enhanced searching. She said, if you don't like it, don't fly. Well, that's the ultimatum she's given me, and I'm exercising it. I will not fly on a commercial airliner again unless I change my mind.
Well,
and you know me. I don't change my mind too often.
No, you don't. And Governor, some stations don't carry this first segment. I want to come back and recap all this because that was on my list. I wanted to talk about the breaking, seriously historical transmission that we hope makes it on air tonight. I mean, there's never been anything this brave on television dealing with JFK or this accurate. Then I want to go back over the FEMA camp special, the police state special that's going to re-air tonight before the premiere, and that was next. TSA, I've flown with you. I've seen what you go through. And now they actually stick their hands in your pants. We broke that 2 weeks ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's confirmed. Stay there, Governor. I'm going to talk about this when we get back. This is incredible. Stay with us.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, his hit TV show is now well into its second season. The JFK special with breaking, never-before-seen deathbed confession by one of the assassins. It fingers George Herbert Walker Bush. We're going to get Governor Ventura to talk about as much as he can ahead of the premiere tonight, 9 o'clock Central on True TV. The hour before the police state FEMA camp special that has just literally been a brush fire across the country, a huge story in the last week since it aired. That's going to re-air at 8 o'clock tonight, the hour before the new premiere. I had the governor on to talk about that today, but he said, Alex, I've got something else I want to talk about. And he said he was saving it for this radio broadcast today, and this is newsworthy. And so, Governor Jesse Ventura, before we get into the TV show, we appreciate you breaking this here and joining the revolt and break down your view on what's happening.
Well, Alex, as you know, first of all, I had to have hip surgery, so I got a technique called hip resurfacing, which means, of course, they put carbon titanium steel in your body. They cover your joint with it, and it's because of that that I'm able to walk today. If it weren't for the hip surgery, the resurfacing, I would be in a wheelchair and would be an invalid, and I wouldn't be leading too good of a life. But I had to have it. But in light of that, every time I go to an airport, the metal detector goes off. Because I have the metal in my body, which many people do. Now they've done this enhanced searching where the TSA and Homeland Security has said it's not good enough. They're going to either, you got to go into these four machines if you set it off, or you now don't even get wanded. You get completely hand searched to where if they touched you, the guy from San Diego is completely correct. If you were touched that way on the street, it would be a sexual assault. But they're able to get away with this because of apparently providing safety for us in airplanes. So I've made the decision myself, personally, that I will not fly public aircraft anymore nor use the public to where I'm subjected to this. I feel that as a former governor, a former mayor, a honorably discharged United States Navy veteran, a Vietnam veteran, that I can't live with myself and subject myself that every time I go to an airport, I have to prove that I'm not a murderer. I have to prove that I'm not guilty of anything. I have to prove that I won't hijack a plane. I find it ridiculous. And so for my own personal choice, I will not fly a commercial airliner or subject myself to that again. And it probably means an end to my career, pretty much. I don't know. If there's jobs to do now, I will have to fly either in a private plane or find another mode of transportation if I so desire to do them. But I will not do this anymore in the United States of America within our boundaries, be subjected to a policy that is the exact opposite of our legal standards in America of that you're innocent until proven guilty. Now, I admit, certainly security things need to be done, but why is the U.S. government in charge of it? Why isn't each individual airline in charge of their own security and determining who flies their planes and who don't?
Well, that's a key, Governor. TSA is already rolling out Viper teams. They have mobile vans, mobile trucks where they are openly now making people go through them at random sports stadium events, at musical events, at bus stops, at train stations, on highways. This is a total federal power grab with minimum wage security guards given powers that police can't engage in. And yesterday, I had the DA on from San Mateo County, and that's where the San Francisco airport is based, and he said that his sheriff's deputies can't grab someone's genitals inside their pants or on the outside unless it's an emergency and the person's been arrested, and then it's got to be same gender. And he said that he's not just warned the TSA that they're not above the law, that was his quote, but that he has now dispatched sheriff's deputies to the San Francisco airport, and that if he sees them touching people's genitals through the clothes, it's a misdemeanor, they'll be arrested. If they put them in the pants, which they've now announced and they've now confirmed, including in some cases actually going in the underwear and grabbing the genitals and squeezing them, that it will be felony sexual assault. Now other DAs have come out. Now major airports in Florida are saying, we don't have to have the federal government in here. We are going to do our own security.
Well, to me, why isn't it done by the airlines in the first place? They're supposed to be private enterprise. Why is it the government that provides security for the airlines? Let the airlines provide their own. And then you choose who you want to fly with. And if you have a relationship with that airline, like in my case, it would be Delta Airline because they bought out and merged with Northwest. Well, Northwest, the hub was here. I know them very well, having been the governor. Why can't I have a relationship with an airline where I'm not subjected to this type of behavior simply because I want to go fly and do my jobs? Or whatever it may be, go on vacation. Whatever it might be. But yet I've never been arrested. I've never broken a law. I'm not a terrorist. I've served my country honorably for 6 years in the military. I wish no ill will on my country. I'm a patriot to my country. And yet I'm subjected and treated like I might hijack a plane or I might blow up and murder people. And I take offense to that, Alex.
Well, Governor, that's what this is all about. It's about training us that we're the bad guys and that we have no constitutional training. They don't search people like this in communist China.
Well, I have friends in Mexico who come from Europe, and they've told me they avoid the United States like the plague now. that when they go to Mexico and that, they will fly through any other cities except going through the United States. Is that really how we want to portray ourselves in the world?
Well, CNN reported, as well as the Associated Press, that it's been over $9 billion a year lost since 2006 that they know of, because tourism is down by over a third because foreigners won't come here because of the police state. And they've been phasing in these enhanced pat-downs. They've been phasing in the body scanners for tourists from outside. Now they're just doing it to citizens, and we're doing the same thing. And just last week, they had the heads of the pilot association. They had the heads of the flight attendant unions. They had the heads, lobbyists that represent the hotels and the theme parks. And they said, please stop. It's killing us.
Well, the thing is, too, Alex, okay, they'll offer to me, when I put off the original buzzer when I walk through, you've seen it. We've traveled together. The buzzer goes off. Well, then I'm given an option. I can go into this full body scan x-ray machine, which if they have to black out your face, because if the photo from that were put on the internet, they would have full nudity of you.
Did you hear about them leaking?
Wait. So you're also being x-rayed, Alex.
Yes.
Now, if you're flying four times a week, I don't care how much they tell you how little radiation you're getting. You start multiplying that out four, five, six times a week, 52 weeks out of the year maybe. Then if 5 years from now I get some brain tumor and everyone's going to say, gee, how did that happen?
Incredible. Well, that was my...
I don't want to go in those things. The pilots don't want to be subjected to them. The flight attendants don't want to be subjected. The people who fly the most do not want to be subjected. When you go in and get an x-ray, they cover your genitals with lead. The guy goes into another room. They even do that with teeth x-rays. They, you know, and now they're saying, oh yeah, go walk through this thing four or five times a week and then tell me 3 years from now if something's wrong.
Well, that was my...
develop something. Well, I refuse to do that. So now I'm subjected to these searches that on the street would be deemed, as you said, by this deputy, illegal.
Absolutely, by multiple DAs now. And
you know, and what, and they're doing, and I think you're exactly right, Alex. I think they're doing this to prepare us. They're getting... that's why I'm rebelling. Because, Alex, I was getting, in a free society, I was getting too comfortable being searched 3 to 4 to 5 times a week. And I finally said, I can't do this anymore and keep my sanity. I believe in freedom, and I believe nobody has the right to search you for any reason in our country unless they have probable cause that you've committed a crime and they got a warrant. To that extent. And so the only way I can rebel is do what Politano said. She gave the ultimatum. If you don't like it, don't fly. All right? I take her up on it. I'm not flying anymore.
Absolutely. So you agree that we need to draw the line here and say no, because notice it's always more, more, more. Take your shoes off. Answer questions. Can't carry shampoo. Can't have toothpaste. Now we're going to naked body scan you. Now they're saying on top of it, they're going to feel you down. Now they say they're going in your pants. And now England has announced at the Manchester airport, they say, okay, no more pat downs. If you don't go through the scanner, you will not fly. And this is the seizure of the once free Western society. They know exactly. And on top of it, Governor, what do you think of Chertoff ordering the first scanners as Homeland Security head and then becoming the head of the company, making millions of dollars himself off this?
Oh, well, you know, it's like when we, and we'll get, let's get on to our conspiracy shows a little. Alex, every conspiracy show we do on TV, generally they deal with the government. I will tell you this. As we follow, call it the paper trail or the evidence, on over 50% of them, roughly, the name Halliburton always appears.
All right, God, stay there. Let's come back and get into JFK, the new episode airing tonight. And you heard him. It is maybe the end of the show because he is not flying. And I've been there with him at the airport, and I've seen them just squeezing all over him in Atlanta. It's incredible. And now they want to stick their hands down your pants. What's next? Proctology exams? Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Pharaoh.
Okay, we are here live with Jesse Ventura. I want to get into tonight's premiere at 9 o'clock Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, True TV, of the JFK special. And believe me, nothing like this has ever been on national TV. This is bold. But, Governor, finishing up briefly with the huge revolt, I mean, every time I turn on TV, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, it's all they're talking about. And more people, I've seen polls of 96% in Reuters saying they're not going to fly because of this. Big Sis, Napolitano's already had to back off and say that, okay, under 12, we won't grab your genitals. Okay, the pilots, you've just got to show an ID to make sure that you are who you say you are. So they're backing off The problem is they'll just stage some new terror attack. The latest thing in Germany, it turned out, that was a government drill. There wasn't really a bomb yesterday. They just used that to scaremonger us. But I see the American people finally really getting angry over the government sticking their hands down their pants.
Well, I hope so, Alex. I mean, maybe they've finally gone too far. I don't know. I certainly would hope so. As I said, they've gone too far with me. I will not fly commercial again as long as these standards that are currently in place right now apply.
And you said something very astute, and it's the same thing was happening. I noticed flying that 5, 6, 7 years ago, I got angry by them asking me questions and taking my shoes off. Now it was routine, like I was taking out the garbage or, you know, making coffee. It was, I felt comfortable doing it. We're all being conditioned, and it's always more, more, more. This is Pavlovian conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is, because that's what happened to me this summer. I was flying probably two, three, four times a week doing the show to different locations throughout the country, and I started to become comfortable with the fact that 3 or 4 times a week I would be patted down and searched. Well, it got, then the last time I flew was when the enhanced went into effect. I had one last flight from Washington, D.C. back to Minneapolis. And, of course, I set the buzzer off. I refused to go into the microwave. And so they did, had to hand search me, and they explained they don't even use the wand now, Alex. They used to just basically wand you, which I may still fly in foreign countries because foreign countries just wand you where they don't actually touch you. They just go around you with the handheld wand.
Well, let's look at this quickly and then move on to JFK.
Well, the point is, that won't happen in the United States now unless they change policy, so I'm left with no alternative. As Napolitano said in her blunt statement, if you don't like it, don't fly. So I'm choosing not to fly, and I encourage others to do the same.
That'll shut these parasites down. I think they're going to fail, but then they'll just stage a terror attack. Governor, looking at this, though, just 3 weeks ago, I was in an airport watching them put their hands through the clothes on the genitals, and they push. I saw this happen, and now it's all over the news. Men, women, they actually squeeze your privates.
Well,
so,
I had it done to me, and they don't squeeze you. They didn't do that to me, but they actually go into your groin so close that they actually go down through your groin and almost to your anus.
Okay, well, now, sir.
And that's what was done to me a couple weeks ago, the last straw for me.
Okay, well, since then, sir, they now, this is mainstream news. We broke this a few weeks ago. People couldn't believe it. It's now all over the news. They actually stick their hand into your pants and grab your genitals.
Well, I can't believe these people would do it that work for TSA. They're okay with what they're doing?
They say, oh, we're professionals. And
you know what it is, Alex? And let's tie it into the JFK show right now. We have a confession tonight that people, for the first time in history, will hear someone confess to the murder of John Kennedy. And I'll just say this. This is a spine-chilling confession. It hits me right in the gut when it happens every time I look at it. And what hits me the most out of it is this, Alex. The person confessing is not confessing out of shame. The person is proudly confessing. The person believes that what they did in killing our president, that our country benefited from it in the long run. And that's truly the chilling part of the show, is that these people that work for our government now believe that what they're doing is in the best interest of our country. Because this guy that participated in murdering our president, that's the attitude he has. It's not a confession of sorrow. It's a confession of, I want the world to know what we did. Because we're proud of it.
Stay there, Governor. Big, long segment coming up. Let's get into this in more detail. This is chilling and groundbreaking. It airs tonight, 9 o'clock Central. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you heard it here first. Former Governor Jesse Ventura got a top-rated TV show, and he's saying he doesn't even know if he can do it again next year. Because he's not going through the TSA. Well, my wife and children aren't going through. I'm going to continue to fly, but I guess they're going to have to throw me out because they're not putting their hands on my genitals. They're not putting their hands down my pants. I'm not going to the radiation cooker. Napolitano sourced the John Hopkins as saying the scanners were safe when the federal government's own bodies say it's not. And then the John Hopkins head of radiology came out, the doctor, Mr. Love, and told AP, we didn't tell them that. That's not true. They'd been on record saying repeated doses of this will give you skin cancer bare minimum. It is x-rays. And what about the TSA workers that are around it all day? And we know they're firing TSA workers that don't want to do this. Over and over again, when they stick their hands in your pants, they say...
Alex, let me interject something, though. You won't have to necessarily worry about that because, you know, if you go through and you don't set off the metal detector, it's the same as always.
No. TSA's now announced in the Chicago Tribune that they do plan to have scanners everywhere and phase out metal detectors altogether. You're right for now, Governor, but
okay.
No.
Well, right now, see, the only reason I did it is because I have the I can't, no matter, I could walk through naked and it's going to go off because it's inside my body. But if you go through and you don't have any metal on you and you strip down the way they tell you, put your shoes on there and all that, you can still travel normal. If I was faced with only that, I would continue to fly.
But it's traumatic watching. I was in San Jose 3 weeks ago, and for 20 minutes drinking coffee after I'd gone through, Governor, I only watched women and children, no men. I saw them feeling up year-old, two-year-old babies. It happened to one of my employees, Michelle, to her 20-month-old baby. To her, they had a man search Michelle that works in my office. I mean, Governor, this is just, they're breaking every taboo, but I'm sorry. You got back to the raw exercise of power, how the TSA say they're proud of what they're doing. Same thing with this deathbed assassin confession. This is a famous villain. This is a famous, well-known character. What was the term you used off-air? I mean, you described him really well, though, because, you know, I mean, it'll be exposed tonight as a...
Well, and the thing is about this person, he's proud of it. This is not a confession of sorrow. It's not a confession of, I want to apologize to America that we killed your president. It's a confession of, wait a minute, I want credit for this because we made America a better place by killing your president. By taking the vote away from you and putting it into a trigger finger instead of a ballot. You know, and that's the real scary part about it on the show tonight. And, you know, there's fun parts of the show, too. We retrace the exact route that Oswald took when he left the bookstore and was subsequently arrested in the theater. And that in itself is bizarre. It makes no sense. You know, and so people will watch that. It'll be very interesting.
You also, as an expert marksman in the Navy SEALs, who shot expert, you tried to recreate what Oswald supposedly did, and you couldn't.
No, I couldn't even. You couldn't come close, Alex, because of the fact you can't work the bolt fast enough and get on target. Once you go to work the Mannlicher Carcano bolt,
it's a piece of junk.
The telescopic sight was like a thin cigar, and this is identical to what they showed as the killing weapon. Well, when you do the bolt for the second and third shots, which allegedly he missed the first shot anyway, so I would miss the first shot on purpose, except for the last time. I did it four times. The last time I did it just to show that the first shot would be the best. I said, this time, instead of missing the first shot on purpose, I'm going to shoot the silhouette of Jackie right between the shoulder blades, and I did it with the first shot to show how accurate you would be with the first shot. But then subsequently, working the bolt takes you off target.
Yes.
Well, the fastest I could do the bolt was 8.6 seconds, and they're claiming Oswald did it in 6 flat.
You're
almost 3 seconds faster than I could.
So it took you 8 seconds to...
It took me 8.6 just to do the bolt, and that's blindly shooting. You can't even get on target. That's just to be able to get the rounds out, Alex.
Yeah, that's firing the 2 rounds.
Well, the 3. The initial round and then the 2 that come after.
Sure, you just got to do the bolt, though, twice.
Now, I did score a headshot. But let's remember, my targets will not be moving. Or declining. Mine were stationary. They were the identical length of the Warren Commission stated. We measured them off, and I go up in a big lift. So I'm at the exact shooting position that they claimed Oswald shot from. But the difference, my targets were not moving, his were, and I couldn't even do it to targets that were not moving.
Sure. Just to be specific, though, I know there were 3 shots. I'm saying... One shot where you already have the round chambered, and then twice that you had to do the bolt, that
right.
Took over 8 seconds.
Took 8.6 seconds. That was my fastest. That was the fastest one. We did it 4 times.
Well, you know what the Italians called that rifle, the humane rifle.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm aware of it. Yeah, no, we had Dr. Fetzer was with us when we did it.
And you also interviewed Jim Mars.
Yep.
Great guy.
We talked to Jim right in the theater, and Jim will reveal stuff tonight that's very interesting.
Extremely interesting
about what... Well, here's one interesting thing you got, Alex, on food for thought of common sense. Now, you've just had the murder of the president. A little while later, you have a murder of a police officer on the street. Now, the only phone call made was that someone went into the movie theater and didn't buy a ticket. Now, if that happened in that sequence of order, the murder of the president, a half hour later, the murder of a police officer, and a half hour later, somebody don't buy a ticket to go into a theater, how come nearly 20 cops and 8 or 9 squad cars arrived to arrest a guy who didn't buy a ticket to the theater?
Well, normally, especially in 1963, they would just send in the theater manager to throw you out or demand you buy a ticket.
Well, not only that, but as a police dispatcher, you got the president murdered out there. You got a police officer shot dead on the street. You're going to dispatch 20 cops to a movie theater?
No, it shows it was all staged.
It was all staged. I believe that Oswald was supposed to die in the theater. And I think that's where the screw-up came up, that they were going to get him and kill him there for resisting arrest. And that way they do him in there. But then something went afoul, I believe. They had to then take him into custody. And then, of course, they then had to get Ruby to kill him. By the way, there's a phenomenal new book on it out, Alex. I don't know if you know of it. Have you heard of Judith Barry Baker?
Yes.
Well, I just read her book. Fills in all the blanks of New Orleans prior to him going to Dallas. Everything. The entire Jim Garrison case becomes crystal clear. This was Oswald's mistress. And she knows more than Marina would ever know, because that's one of the keys to the mystery. Oswald was already estranged from Marina for months prior to the killing.
Amazing.
He was having an affair with this woman, and she herself was involved in the whole thing. Oswald clearly was a CIA agent and an FBI informant, because he was working on a project with this woman, with David Ferry, with Dr. Ochsner of the famous Ochsner Cancer Clinic down in Tulane. They were attempting to create a fast-moving cancer of which to assassinate Castro.
And now they put it in the vaccines. Governor...
But that's the behind the story of who Lee Harvey Oswald was. Why do you think, Alex, they had to take all information on Oswald and lock it up in the National Archives because of national security?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, why do you think he's out at a secret U-2 spy plane base in Japan, is allowed to go to Russia, and allowed to defect back, and then just left alone and not thrown in irons? I mean, this guy...
Lee Oswald, if you read this book by Judith Barry Baker, she wrote the book. She's in hiding. She's in Europe right now. And she's been in hiding. Do you know how she hid out all these years? She became a Mormon. And she entered Mormons have kind of their close-knit communities of protection. And that's how David Ferry warned her, if you want to live, you better go underground. And she did. Her husband didn't know about this. Her children didn't. And it's all documented in this book. It's just thrilling to read this thing.
Well, I want to get her on the show. I've been meaning to
do
that.
You won't get her. She's in Europe. She won't come here because of fear for her life, even today. And in the book, though, you remember when Oswald worked at the O'Reilly Coffee Company?
Yes.
She was likewise hired there. That was both under the guise of working for Dr. Ochsner. Oswald could move about freely because she did his time cards every day. And in the book, she shows you the time cards with her initials at the bottom. It's all true. And it's all documented. She has it all.
Now, this is...
Oswald was a government agent.
Definitely. It's even come out in some government documents that he was. Also, we have CIA documents that have been declassified that show a George Herbert Walker Bush working for the CIA. But he said he was never in the CIA until the mid-70s when Nixon who we know was involved in the JFK operation, magically makes him CIA director. But tonight, you guys really do something that takes a lot of chutzpah.
Well, whenever you do one of these things, Alex, you think you know it all. I mean, I've been studying JFK now for over 25 years, but in the course of doing this, I got stunned when there's a connection to George Herbert Walker Bush, and we will expose that tonight also, and it was something that I never had a clue of in all of the research I had done up until this. So that's one of the exciting things about doing this show, is no matter what preconceived ideas that I have and knowledge I have going in, something always happens or something rears its head that I am unaware of. Like, in many cases, it always turns out to be Halliburton. But in this case, of course, it's different.
But Halliburton was involved in one way. Halliburton was a subsidiary of Kellogg, Brown, and Root that made the billions of dollars on construction projects and dredging the Gulf of Tonkin and other areas. They were some of the biggest lobbyists angry about...
Again, Halliburton rears its head even 40 years after the war. Amazing.
Unbelievable. That's coming up tonight, 9 o'clock on True TV.
Yep.
It's on most basic cable packages.
And you know what'll be interesting, Alex? Now, this should be headline news in the paper tomorrow, shouldn't it?
Yes.
I mean, the fact that someone has now confessed to killing our president, because let's remember something. There's no statute of limitations on murder. If you kill someone 50 years ago, you can be tried for it today because there's no statute of limitations. So here you have a confession to the murder of our president, and yet mainstream media won't even report this show tomorrow that this happened.
Governor, let's try
this ought to be on the front page of every newspaper in America.
Governor, let's try to change that together with the audience right now. We have succeeded in the 50-plus times we've done this almost every time. Yesterday we did a term dealing with silver. It only made it to number 2. We need to make this the number 1 Google search today, right now, so that hundreds of publications go click on it and find out that it's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We need to make JFK deathbed confession those 3 words, and that will lead them to Jesse Ventura to air JFK assassination deathbed confession. That will lead them to the article that leads them to the show tonight. Folks, this is true activism, just like we started 3 weeks ago, the revolt against the TSA here on this show. Even mainstream media has admitted that. The Drudge Report teamed up with us, and now it's the biggest story, and the revolt is on. We can have another salvo for truth here. I want you to go to Google and type in this acronym in 2 words, JFK, or the initials, not acronym, JFK deathbed confession, JFK deathbed confession. I even want the crew to type it into Google right now. I'm going to do it during the break. JFK deathbed confession, JFK deathbed confession, those 3 words. Let's make it number 1. I mean, they put a lot on the line. They've had guys in suits breaking into their trash trying to find out their JFK contacts. I've been getting threats. There's been all sorts of chicanery going on. They exposed the FEMA camps last week like no one has ever done, with the complete proof. We're going to talk about that before Jesse's got to leave here in about 12 minutes. This is just as groundbreaking or more tonight, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. Let's make it the number 1 search term today so people get interested and check it out. This is how we go around the media blockade, JFK deathbed confession. Now, shifting gears, Governor Ventura, I want to salute you, and I want to say I was honored to be involved, and thank you for involving me. And on the fusion centers, the MIAC report that we broke last year when law enforcement gave it to us, but putting it on national TV, going to the FEMA camps, going and confronting the congressmen that co-authored and sponsored bills, having them play dumb and then confronting them with the bill. I thought it was going to re-air tonight like the Wall Street one aired from the week before, last week before the police state one, but they're not re-airing the police state tonight at 8. They're airing something else, one of the previous shows, and that's fine. But I think this is some of the most important television I've ever seen, and it really woke a lot of folks up. We've had Glenn Beck denying FEMA camps. We've had Popular Mechanics with their classic disinfo, straw men going to things that aren't camps to then say there are no camps in the world, you know, with that classic tactic. What can
you say? Alex, the bottom line was I saw one.
Absolutely.
I mean, I stood in front of it, and they call it a residence. And the thing's got barbed wire fence. It's got multiple fences, 20 feet in between them. I was a governor. I know what a prison looks like. And, you know, this looks like a prison. You can't walk in it. No one can come out freely, yet it's called a residence. They even have a sign. You can be arrested if you bring in anything that allows someone to escape. Well, then clearly this is not what I saw, a residence. This is a detainment center, which is another word for a prison.
Guys, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
And so, you know, that's the bottom line, is that these places are out there. The other big thing to remember is when I go to confront these congressmen, remember, they may be telling the truth. They maybe don't know what's in the bill. That's how inadequate these Democrats and Republicans are today, because they're told how to vote by their political parties. They don't need to know what's in a bill. They get told from the higher echelon, vote yes on this, vote no on that. Well, why would they subject themselves to all that additional reading if they're told how to vote in the first place?
Well, sir, there's some breaking news on this front. We have had listeners that have contacted Jim Gerlich, his office, that have contacted the other congressman that you were able to talk to, Steve Cohen of Tennessee, and he sent a response out, Gerlich did, and said, I was made aware of the legislation by Willow Grove Air Force Base, and he says the base is in the process of being decommissioned and will be an effective way for both save jobs and prepare for emergencies. And he goes on to say, citizens would not be held against their will. But when you go to the urban warfare drills, when you see what FEMA's training for, when you read the bill, it says any purpose that Homeland Security and FEMA see fit. And you confront them. Maybe Gerlich is ignorant, but watching the body language of Cohen and then watching him laugh and once you hand him the bill and say, oh, actually, I do know about this. I mean, talk about a Perry Mason moment, Governor. But specifically, what was it like when you brought up the camps and the bill? And then he just says, oh, big aliens, green men, people coming down in machines.
Yeah, they make light of it. They just laugh it off with you like it's much ado about nothing. Why are you concerned about this? I've told you there's no problem. So I guess you're just supposed to believe this elected person. It's don't believe your lying eyes, Alex. When you go and, like I have, and visually see them, and then you actually use your eyes to read the bill, it's almost like they're saying to you, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. I'll give you the answer here.
Well, you've made history. No one has ever put this together on national television, and that's another issue. How are you getting this on television?
Well, I don't know. Let's give True TV credit and Mark Juris, the head of the network, because he told me unequivocally at dinner, he said, there's never been any thought that your shows would not go on from the moment we contracted to do them. And I never believed they'd go on either.
Well, I'll tell you.
Maybe the powers to be are so arrogant now that they're to the point where it doesn't matter anymore, whether we know now or not.
I agree. I think that's probably 50% of it. The rest is they operate through our ignorance, our compartmentalization, and a lot of people in media, in the power structure, really aren't part of the elite. And so the globalists can't come out in every case and stop something from getting on air now. They always just counted on people self-censoring or saying, oh, I don't believe that.
Right. Well, let's remember, too, what Albert Einstein said, and it applies greatly to the United States of America. Albert Einstein's quote, a foolish faith in authority is the enemy of the truth. And that's what we have in this country, our egos. We have this foolish faith in authority that authority would never do anything to harm us. Authority is always good and has our best interest in mind. Well, I got news for
Absolutely. Let me add one more point in Gerlich's response to constituents. He says, however, as I made clear to Mr. Ventura, I am more than happy to address any potential problems with the legislation.
And he never spoke to me.
No. He says he told you one time to come and that you didn't come, so he's lying.
We went there twice. You see it right on the film.
No, I know. So he's...
I never spoke to him. I wouldn't know him if he walked up to me right now. I spoke to a couple of his people. They informed me that he left to go back to his constituency and that he wouldn't be able to see me.
And that's at the time that you'd agreed to meet with him. No, clearly they've been caught. They were apologetic on the video. Clearly you went twice when they said be there, and when they found out you were there at the office, suddenly he disappeared out the back door.
Yeah. And now he's saying that I didn't show up.
Yeah.
Well, you be the judge. It's all on film, you know.
No, I know. But it just shows, sir, I don't think they're playing dumb, okay? I mean, look, everything in that Emergency Centers Act is what they've already built, what we documented years ago. It's just the rolling out of it, kind of like they were already wiretapping, but then they retroactively made it legal.
Absolutely. I think it ties right into that old continuity of government, Alex.
Well,
which they've, of course, been rolling out since Ronald Reagan.
Well, I did notice that the ratings came out, and for this season, the police state had the highest ratings of any of the shows, which, again, certifies the truth, shows the people are hungry for hardcore news. I hope the JFK special tonight tops it all, 9 o'clock Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and lobby True TV and tell them, re-air that police state tonight. I mean, come on. I thought that was airing at 8. That just blew me away. The water special's coming up. Also the BP special, you and I down there in the Gulf.
Yeah, and we also go back to 9/11, and we'll focus on the alleged plane that hit the Pentagon.
Unbelievable. Well, Governor, we've only got about 2 minutes left. Any other tidbits on the TSA, on the JFK?
I'd just like to say, Alex, again, I'm making my stand. I'm not going to fly commercial anymore in the United States because of, you know, I explained all that, and so until the policy changes, I don't know. You know, I can't state the future of the show now. They're all done this year, but, of course, I have to fly in which to do them. And certainly I don't believe they have the budget to fly me in a private jet. So it may be curtains for the show. I don't know. But if it is, whatever, it's a stand that I feel I must make. I hope people respect my decision. But I feel I have to make it. And so, Alex, I guess I won't see you anymore unless we're driving.
Oh, man, I always enjoy hanging out with you. You're a great guy.
You know, but I've got to make a stand because, again, I'm in a worse predicament because I set the things off every time.
No, I understand. And watching you, I mean, you sat there while you were being searched in front of me with their hands all over. You said, this is like East Germany. That's why I'm leaving this country. Folks, search the term JFK deathbed confession. JFK deathbed confession. Let's make it number one. Governor Ventura, can't wait to see you soon when you get back from Mexico.
Okay, Alex, keep up the great work and keep fighting the fight. And I left all the collateral damage for you. I'm going to head off surfing.
All right, take care, Governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.